Texas First Lady Anita Perry stopped in Waco to celebrate Elm Avenue's designation as a Texas Main Street. That means the East Waco neighborhood will get some help from the Texas Historical Commission as it rehabs its historic buildings.
It's you that makes Main Street, because you see that there's value in their past, there's value in preservation, there's value in passing a city's history to the next generations.
You guys are going to be the first students to be in here and see what this is going to be. So this is your building. I hope you're excited about it. Give us a year and it'll be great.
That was Matthew Polk, the superintendent of the Rappaport Academy, a charter school on the old Paul Quinn College campus on Elm Avenue. The academy is renovating the Gomez Building, an old administrative building for the college, which closed its doors in the early 90s. The building has been shuttered since then. It's dilapidated with boarded up windows on the outside, and the inside is dark, dirty, leaky. It looks like it's been abandoned for about 20 years. Polk says the academy is converting the 17,000 square foot building into high school classrooms.
The foundation of the building is great. The exterior of the building is Austin stone, really strong, in great condition according to the engineers.
The extra space will allow the school to expand their high school enrollment from 150 students to 300 students. The project will cost about $3 million and has been awarded $450,000 in tax increment financing from the city. Waco Mayor Malcolm Duncan Jr. says TIF money is instrumental in helping developers get over the renovation costs of these projects.
Well, Main Street is all about preserving the historical look and feel of our traditional downtowns, and we have no better example and no better preserved example than Elm Avenue. So we're really excited to see the continuation of this development and all the development this has spurred further down Elm.
There's an old mural in a flight of the main stairwell of the Gomez building. It features a series of tigers, Paul Quinn's mascot. Alexis Newman is Rappaport Academy's chief operating officer. She explained they represent progress of a growing student from a shy cub to a roaring tiger. She says the school's trying to save the murals, even though Rappaport's mascot is the raven.
So we love the fact that it's the snarling tiger that is the one that's finished. So that's our primary purpose to save. If we can save the second one, then we will. And then we'll move on to the third one if we can.
James Gilmore is the president of Paul Quinn's Alumni Association. He's looking forward to the campus returning to its old glory.
It reminds me of a lot as to how it was back, I'll say back in the day, back in the 60s. The campus is beginning to come alive again. You know, even the trees budding out and the grass green, just the way it used to be in the 60s.
With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Ryland Barton.